And we are joined in the 9 o'clock hour, as we are every Monday, by Steelers Pat McAfee insider, Mark Caboli. He's brought to us by Bet365, and Mark Caboli also brought to us by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years. LGKG.com. How you doing, Mr. Caboli?
Pretty good. I could have used those guys a couple years ago, injury lawyers.
What, when you busted out your Achilles?
Which time, right? I was out there stretching while I waited 15 minutes for you to let me in. Nothing feels better than a good Achilles stretch early in the morning. How about it, Dory?
You were stretching?
No, you stretch out the old runner stretch.
How do you do that? What, do you just like lean over on the railing and push backwards?
Oh, yeah, you stretch out. You got to stretch out Achilles, Dory. Okay. Come on, man. You should know this.
I do. I can stretch. I didn't know you could stretch.
Oh, I can stretch the Achilles. That's not much effort that goes behind that.
Well, didn't they tighten that bad boy enough, both of them, if they ain't going anywhere?
That's the problem is it's too tight, and you're trying to loosen it up a little bit. The issue is when it gets the too tight, then it just rips.
Yeah, I would just say maybe don't do anything with it and just keep living your life.
Don't tell me what to do.
They put that thing together, man. You're all good.
I think you're good. All good. They anchor it in.
Well, it's no good. I mean, it feels like they are wrapped, a couple extra things around it. So it's, when you get their rubber bands and just wrap around like 100 times and it's like, you can't pull it apart. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, you don't.
There's a little elasticity to the muscles, right? There is no elasticity. Yesterday to my muscles, whatever that word
you
is.
You have muscles?
Also,
in my legs, I do.
Were you?
Real quick, point of order.
Used to.
Point of order here. Mark, when you're waiting outside behind the glass doors for 15 minutes and you want to be allowed in, you shouldn't just text me, and I quote, yo, F you.
Well, let's break this down a little bit. It's just the letters F and the letters U.
Yeah. But
I think I think I did the same thing to Callis, but
you didn't do it to me.
Yeah, because you always ignore me.
Oh, okay. My response was, are you here?
Why F you though?
If he said are you here, or if he would have said I'm here, I would have let him in.
Right.
But he said F
to get
you.
His attention. I do that a lot of times too. He'll be like, hey, you coming tomorrow? I'll be like, F you.
Man.
He'll be like, wow.
Texter, welcome back, Debbie Downer Caboli, Jim in Omaha.
Jim, go back to bed.
You can text
more. You live
more.
In Nebraska. You shouldn't be complaining about anything.
Well, don't you mean you should be complaining about everything? Is that what you're going for there, like a little dig at Nebraska?
I don't know. Nebraska.
If you want to text more mean things at Mark, you can. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury lawyer, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Justin Fields, 145 passing yards, up over 50 rushing yards, got bailed out by a couple of flags. His thoughts on those flags?
Yeah, those are huge. Those are super big. So I'm glad. The second one was kind of harder to see, so I'm glad the refs were able to see that. And, I don't know who it was, but somebody just did something extra, kind of pushed my face mask in the ground. So I'm glad the refs caught that. But those are definitely big for us for sure.
Yeah, I could see the argument for the second one. The first one, they totally got bailed out, in my opinion. Mark, we've talked about it. We both want to see Justin Fields start. Who do you want to see the Steelers start on Sunday? Do you think Justin Fields has done enough to be the guy?
No, I mean, absolutely. Not long term, he hasn't.
Has he done enough to be the guy against the Jets?
That's a tough one, man. You see what he was able to do with his legs, and you understand why he's still in there. But at some point in time, you're going to get bit by throwing, not being able to throw the ball. I mean, he had 101 yards passing up until that Make George Pickens Happy series, right? You just can't win games like that consistently. He's fumbled the ball 5 or 6 times. They've recovered every single one of them. Those things just don't happen. They're going to come back and bite him. He probably should have thrown 2 interceptions in each of the last 3 games, and he has what? One?
One.
I mean, he should go to the lottery and put some cash down because he's been that lucky.
You say it's a tough call, but then you lay it out like that.
Because you see what he's able to do on the third downs, on the goal line, the red zone. I mean, I'm not a proponent for this, but maybe have Russell Wilson start the game and have Justin Fields come in on third and shorts and red zones. I don't really like that, but you can't totally disregard what he's been able to do over the past 6 weeks with his legs. The throwing, I mean, you just have to look at those three plays in early in the second quarter, and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm not a proponent at all of the two quarterback system, but it just seems. I mean, he's your best offensive player. Like, yeah. I mean, right?
You can't stop him.
He's your best offensive player. So if you want to go to Russell Wilson, I think that Justin Fields should at least have some packages. Yeah. I mean, don't fully bench him. Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, what you saw over Justin Fields the past six games, would that lead you to think that they are a playoff team and a winning in the playoff team type of team right now? No. So what are we doing here now? If the whole goal is to win the division and make and get one more step into the playoffs and win the playoffs, you have to better your offense by some way, and the only way to better it right now is the veteran quarterback on the sideline. I was pretty sure that this might have been Fields' last song. I mean, Wilson was going to come in after this game. I'm not quite sure he's ready to make that move. I think for the first time in a long time, Mike Tomlin's afraid to make a decision.
I think in rolling Fields out there this week, that was a decision. I mean, I think in changing nothing, you have to make a decision.
You mean this past week?
Yesterday. Yeah.
But you know what? He had an excuse, built-in excuse, rust.
Right, and he was getting the two snaps all week long. You want to see how he could handle day number one, and then if he's going to come in and get all the one snaps on the second day. You're not really being fair to either quarterback. This would be the week. Do you think Tomlin views Justin Fields as the guy who was accounted for 10 touchdowns and only turned it over twice? Or do you think he views him as the guy who's accounted for 10 touchdowns, has fumbled six times, and could have multiple interceptions?
Now, that's a great question. I always try to ask him that. Yeah. But, you know, he does not. He's not going to answer that. In my dealings, I think he really looks long-term here and saying, okay, we're getting away with some stuff here. He is not making the correct reads. He's not making the correct throws. Okay, he's making up for it with his legs, but at some point you're going to have to be a complete quarterback. And I don't know if he's gotten better over the past six games. I think he's been pretty steady, but I haven't seen a uptick in his arm or his decision-making or his accuracy from week one.
No, it looks like – in order to get better, especially on offense with the quarterback and the offense and the different skill players, like this past week, like things would look on point. Like they would be, you know, routes would be on point, meshes would be on point. There wouldn't be any drop balls. And like we were saying to start the show, like, please tell me what you saw in that game to make you feel very positive about that win.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with Justin Fields, like he's been the same, just as Mark is saying, like he's just been steady. He hasn't gotten better. He hasn't done different things. The things that he has done, we know that he can do.
And you can always go back to Justin Fields. You give Russell Wilson that two or three game span, and you're like, okay, Russell's cooked. Then you can go back and pick up where you left off. At least you know. Right now, we just do not know.
My concern with that is I think Fields has confidence right now. I mean, he's 4-2. He's not, there's no turnovers on the stat sheet really for him. He is doing things that he didn't do in Chicago. And those things are what I just mentioned, protecting the football and winning games. You sit him down when he's doing those things, he's got to be thinking, what else am I supposed to do? And so you turn it back over to him after Russ comes in for three games, whatever. I don't know if you're getting the same Justin Fields back. I would like to think so. You're a professional athlete, and you've dealt with a lot of stuff before in Chicago, but I'm not sure you want to do that.
All I know is you got a backwards pass, which is a terrible decision,
yes,
a terrible throw. You have thrown across your body into the end zone in the triple coverage, which you got fortunate, first of all, Freiermuth made the catch. But not only were you over the line of scrimmage, but it was probably a delay of game on that play as well, get away with one. The Diablo guy interception was just garbage, right?
That's the worst play he's made as a Steeler, and that is saying something because he had a fumble whenever he ran backwards for 22 yards.
You can't discount what he's been able to do. Red zone, running the ball, design quarterback draws, and all that stuff. I hate for that to just go away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tough decision. And the longer you hold off on making a definitive decision, I mean, at this point, if you believe in Russell Wilson, don't you, if you're Mike Tomlin, you believe in him, don't you owe him the respect of saying you're QB1?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
If the Diablo interception holds, if there's no flag, do you think we see Russ at halftime?
I'll do my Joe Starkey. That's a devil of a play. Something Joe would say. No, I think.
Because of Diablo is what you're going for? Yeah, great. Hilarious.
I think Justin was going to finish out the game regardless.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think, because what I said before, you might need him week 10, week 12, or whatever, hamstring wise, ineffectiveness, maybe next year. I just don't think, unless it was a total disaster. Okay, it was 32-13, but that game could have been 50 points, man. Probably should have been 50 points. But on the flip side, they could have lost the game.
Which is
just mind numbing how bad that Raiders.
All right, we're going to need a real answer from you here. Best guess, do you think Tomlin goes with Wilson on Sunday?
I say no, he won't, but I think they should.
Oh. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. George Pickens, 3 catches, 53 yards, and caught a 31-yard pass when the Steelers were up by 16 points in under 5 minutes to go. We'll get into all that with Mark Caboli when we return. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pet Fest 24, presented by Subaru, is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, and get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 93.7thefan.com. Caboli, you got a dog?
Not anymore.
Oh, geez.
And croaked both of them, so.
Croaked.
And I'm trying to get another one, but the wife won't allow me. Don't judge me that the wife won't allow me to have a dog.
Why do I do this to myself? I'll ask, like, oh, is Kirstie Alley, is she still with us? No, and then it ruins everything.
Yeah.
Mark, you got a dog. No, they're both dead. They both died. When the last one passed?
Oh, you know what?
I guess I'll just keep pulling it.
Literally, like, you know, remember the time I had to spend, like, a week in the hospital because of my leg infection?
Yeah.
Like a day after I got home, I woke up, come downstairs, and he was dead on the couch.
Oh. Really no easy way to transition out of that, so let's give it a shot.
Second and 8. Field sells the fake.
I had to call my brother so they can come bury the dog because I can barely walk.
Stop.
I have a picture of my kid who was probably 5 at the time digging the grave.
Stop. Oh, my goodness. You took a picture of your kid digging a grave for your dog.
The dog wasn't there.
I know, but like, what's the point of taking a picture of your kid digging a grave?
Well,
what kind of morbid thought is that?
I appreciate that back, you know, 10, 15 years. So, you're right, because you know what? I took a picture of him when he was a 1 or 2 sitting on the commode. And he was looking through my phone the other day, and he saw it, and he kept putting his finger over his private parts. Like, you can't look at this.
So
maybe it was not a good idea.
So you're not
look back on it.
So you're not going to Pet Fest.
I like to get a dog.
Enough, George Pickens. They throw a 31 pass to him with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter in a game where they were up 16 points, and this was such an obvious move of pandering to your much maligned wide receiver here. Do you think that he got involved enough for him to not be a problem moving forward, Mark? And do you think he made enough of the opportunities when the ball did find him?
Well, I think he pretty much knew.
You're crying because of the dog.
No, I'm laughing.
He had a tear roll down his cheek.
I'm laughing so hard. That's why. Because I'm looking crawly about dying over there. I mean, it's 2 years ago. It's not like I... Well, whatever. What was the question about George Pickens?
He's a bulldog.
Do you think he got enough to satiate him? And also, do you think he made enough of the opportunities when they did target him?
No, he didn't make enough of the opportunities. He dropped a couple balls. But I think he's smart enough not to make a ruckus, so to speak.
Now.
7 days later. Yes. But I like to say this right now. Let me ask you two this question. If this was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago and Ben Roethlisberger was forcing Antonio Brown the ball with 4 minutes left just to appease him, what would you be saying right now?
Antonio Brown?
What a diva. What are we doing here?
That I think that's the conversation we're having.
It's awful, man.
And okay, good point by you, because therein lies the bigger issue here.
No, I'd be okay with it. Because it's Antonio Brown, and I would want to make him happy because I know the next game he's going to go for 180 yards.
Oh, I don't think the situations are similar. Why I think it was a good point by Mark, kind of, is when you feel the need to have to do what they just did,
yes,
it means that it's because there's an underlying problem.
Yes.
The ultra-conservative Steelers, up 16 points. If you would have asked me, what are they going to try to do on this drive, I would say they're going to run the ball for 4 minutes and 40 seconds and end this thing kneeling down at some point.
4-minute drive. They love it. Right?
They love it. They did it at the end of the Chargers game. It's who they want to be. But instead, they know that Vegas thinks that, and now is when they're going to take their deep shot because they want to placate their wide receiver. I think it's because they know it's an issue if they don't. If the stat line is 2 catches and what would it have been, 20-some yards? Maybe they're afraid that Pickens is going to act out next game.
You don't think that it's to get Justin Fields some reps with Pickens and try to get them on the same page for this week?
Yeah, I do, but I think it's because of Pickens being a diva. Yeah. And the difference between him and AB is when you throw it to AB in the end zone, he ain't dropping it. He ain't dropping it.
You remember maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, AB was at that 5 for 50.
Yes.
It was 17-9. With 2 minutes left in Jacksonville, and Ben's throwing the ball to Antonio Brown just to get his 5th catch.
Well,
are you doing here?
And here's where I see both points here. You shouldn't need to do it, but you do need him. So I don't think it was a bad idea for them to do it. Mm-hmm. You want him to think, leave the game feeling good. All right, next week I'm going to bust out, because you need him to bust out, but you should never need to, we're up by 16. We need to make sure we target Pickens because he's going to be a baby if we don't.
You're admitting that there's some sort of issue
right
there. I mean, if you didn't believe the load management bull crap, you should believe this, because they're throwing the ball to a guy with 4.5 minutes left down the field. Now, is that an Arthur Smith call, or is that a Justin Fields, we're getting you into this, I'm throwing it to you regardless?
Mike Tomlin.
Oh, could be, yeah, in his ear. Get the ball to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
14. Let's get 14 some touches.
Which, once again, admits that he even knows there's some issue there.
Sure. And ironically, I think Pickens could still be mad if he wanted to be, because a better ball, he's waltzing into the end zone for touchdown number one of the year.
If he would have caught the next ball, it would have been a touchdown too, though.
I know. It's just, they need it to work with this guy. They need it to work with this guy. Because, hey, we can pound the table for Davante Adams, wide receiver XYZ. Is it really going to happen? I don't know. But George Pickens, they're going
to force the ball to George Pickens. Force him in that 10-11 play drive to open this game. Don't force it to him the last 5 minutes of the game. I want him involved early, him engaged early. I don't really care if the stats are 3 for 50 or 3 for 20 at that point, at the end of the game.
Najee Harris really stepped up in this game. We'll get to him. We'll get to some curious play calls from the offensive coordinator and some of your texts. I'm just going to say this right. I cannot read them on the air. Not read. I do see them. Want you to know I see them. Cannot read them about Mark and his dog. Not reading them. Not doing it. Najee Harris talk next.
How the offensive line, receivers, tight ends, all of them came together and realized that, you know, for us to, you know, be efficient in the run game, it takes all of us. I do what I do in pressing, but, you know, I can only do so much. At the same time, you know, this isn't a team sport. So for the big plays to happen, for the splash plays that everyone want to see, you know, everybody talk about, they want to see more. It's just that, you know, it takes all 11 of us. So downfield blocking was a big thing that we try to get better. And that's the thing I think we did today. Finishing and straining through runs, straining through plays. If somebody breaks one, anybody pitch another block. You know, if you look around the league, those are what sparks big runs. That's how big runs happen, is the downfield play from other guys. So I think that was just something that showed today.
I saw a couple of people on X, social media's biggest losers, if you will, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve their consultation. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Suggest that Najee was, by complimenting the other 10 guys on the field, kind of throwing shade at them for the previous 5 games. And that's not what I heard there. I heard Najee Harris wanting to give his teammates credit. And I think that's a good thing. I think when Pat Freiermuth came out and had the back of George Pickens, that deserved to be complimented. I think Najee Harris there was simply complimenting his teammates. And on the play, the toss play, the 36-yard run, I thought at first looked bad, and then once he got through, makes a guy miss, then you have Pat Freiermuth come and make a block. We don't have to turn everything into a negative. That's what I guess I'm trying to say here.
I think he's mad that the media always puts everything on his shoulders, and it's like, why isn't Najee Harris doing this? Why isn't it, why, he's not explosive. He's not quick. He's not hitting the holes. Hey, Cordarrelle Patterson's hitting the hole better than him. Where's Jaylen Warren? I think he was throwing it back at the media saying, like, I can't do everything. You guys are always asking, you know, about me. Why ask about everybody else? Now, I can't do everything. I don't think he was calling out his players, but more calling out
the media.
Yeah, you know, people like us talking
man,
about him.
We're taking strays, man, from Najee because, I don't know, man. He's just a unique individual. I think he's just stream of consciousness. Whatever comes to his mind, he says. Then he'll reevaluate what he says later. I don't even know what think he's talking about right there. But, you know, obviously we know that you got to block down the field to have those big runs, and that's been the big criticism of him is he hasn't been able to break those big runs that we saw, and he was able to do that. But, you know, he had some holes. He hit the holes, and he showed some speed. We saw the speed from OTAs. You saw that he was at a different level than he was his first couple of years with the quickness and the speed. It just hasn't shown up in game action so far. And I think it did yesterday. He knows darn well if he has a couple more of those games, that turns into money in his pocket next year. So you better be kissing somebody's butt.
Well, and he's always been a guy that gets better as the season goes on. That's been
along
his
MO.
The
offensive line, too.
And the offensive line, sure. And I think that that's the appropriate amount of touches for him. Dorn and I have talked about this till we've been, you know, blue in the face. Justin Fields had 11 carries. He took kind of the load off of their second running back because you're still trying to work Jaylen Warren. And then Doran made an astute point earlier on in the show where even late it was Jonathan Ward, it was Aaron Shamklin in there kind of not wanting to run Jaylen Warren a whole ton. But if your number two running back or number two ball toter, if you will, has 11 carries and Najee has 14, I think that's when you're going to get Najee at his best.
Yep.
Right?
50-50.
Yeah, less is more with that guy.
Yep.
But there's different types of runs. First of all, I think Justin kneeled down twice, so you have to take two of those away. And a lot of that's, you know, red zone goal line type of stuff where that, you know, you're going to use him more. It's not like he's handing off taking big hits.
Well, so
that opens things up for Najee because it's a different type. Even the run plays, but even when Jaylen Warren's in there, it's a different type of running back that opens things up for how he wants to run.
Now, my question would be now is, if you take Justin Fields out, you're saying you're losing a lot of red zone. Now, can that stuff be instantly picked up by Najee around the goal line or red zone? I mean, he's a pretty significant runner around there, so maybe you're not losing a ton. Because right now, you're just going straight Justin red zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Running the ball. Now, maybe, you know, Najee's a guy that can pick that up and pick up, if you put Russell in, where you're losing from Justin.
Well, one, if you put Russell in, he was 20-1 last year in the red zone, so he's pretty efficient in the red zone, so he probably would pass it more. And two, I would keep Justin in there in the red zone. I'd have packages. I'd keep him as a red zone threat. Either one would work, I think.
Well, we always talk about split backfields, Najee and Jaylen. Why can't we have split backfields with him?
I mean, you don't feel comfortable with passing in the red zone, just keep Justin in there.
I mean, honestly, if you really want to be creative, you could be creative.
Yes.
And if it scores you points, it scores you points. Put him in the backfield. You don't know which one's going to be actually getting the ball under center. That could be something, but I don't think they would do that. But it would shake up a lot of things offensively.
I think if they were to make a decision, in order to keep everybody on the same page, keep everybody happy, and not create any turmoil, you let Justin do what he is good at, and you let Russ be the quarterback. So,
is that predictable, though?
I think it's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, when Justin's in, you know he's probably going to run the ball.
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I mean, these three he can throw. He's not just a wildcat quarterback.
He threw for 300 yards just 2 games ago.
I'd throw in the read option offense in the red zone or whenever he's in, and then go off of that. And that's just his place.
Another thing is, I don't think either one of those has at least the ego or the outward ego of taking offense to that. You know, maybe Ben would be like, what am I doing here? I don't think either one of these guys would go down that road.
No, because he's not starting right now. So if you're starting and then coming off the field for Justin, it's an upgrade over your current situation.
Justin doesn't seem like that type of guy.
No, and I talked earlier about Justin's confidence, and if you go to Russell Wilson, then how's that going to feel for Justin if he has to come in and save the day later? Well, if you are placating to him now, the way that you just did to George Pickens, and he's going to have some red zone carries, some third and short, fourth and short carries, you might be able to have your cake and eat it too. I think it's a fine line, but that would be a way to keep both quarterbacks happy.
Possibilities are endless if you want them to be.
He's your best offensive player, and he's the best athlete on the field. You can't just sit him down if you're going to make a decision. Like, he has to play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In some capacity, or
he needs to start throwing the ball better. One of the two.
That's the one place that you're looking for more consistency, because he was on an upward arrow just about every game. And then against Dallas, we saw some inaccuracy. And then yesterday, throwing the ball, it was absolutely not his best. One more thing I wanted to mention. People, quit complaining about the toss plays. I'm right there with you. They're not going to stop. They ran a fake and then a touchdown off of that. And then the biggest run of the season, the best run of his career for Najee Harris, came off a toss play. So you might be tired of it. It ain't going anywhere. All right.
I never knew that was an issue, but thanks for...
Oh, people online very mad about the toss.
There you go. You're going online. That 1% of 1% of people complaining. Those people are... I'm not going to say it.
All right. Coming up next, we talk about T.J. Watt's place in Steelers history. Because we had that conversation earlier, Mark. I'd love your opinion on that as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We just saw Pompeiani limping on in after he took a private plane, allegedly, to Las Vegas.
Not allegedly.
I didn't know. I still don't know, so I'll throw an allegedly on there. We don't have enough time to get into what I wanted to get into, because Dorn and I were having a back and forth about this earlier. Troy Polamalu or T.J. Watt? Can only have one. Build your defense around.
Probably Troy. You know, you were talking about TJ and knocking the ball out. Didn't he break his finger doing that last year?
Yeah, and then he also punched Sam Darnold in the nards.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling him Knuckles.
Johnny Knuckles.
Trent Jordan Knuckles. TJ Knuckles.
Trent Jordan Knuckles.
Do you think there's a chance that by the end of his career, he's the second best defensive player in Steelers history? Because no one's allowed to touch one, I've been told.
Joe Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's on that pace, right? He has 100 and some sacks. If he plays this next 4 or 5 years, I mean, he has that outside opportunity of catching Bruce Smith, and I might get John Meyer. I knew I was going to get Joe Starkey's attention on that one. You know, if he plays a 37, maybe he can get to it. It'll be hard to.
37. When his brother stopped, 33?
Yep.
Yeah.
His brother was hurt a lot.
Yeah. All right, good show today, gentlemen.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Joe Starkey's fired up, so get ready for this.
Tomorrow.
Look who it is. It's big time.
You know what we're going to have tomorrow? A lot of reaction to whatever the hell happens to the Jets tonight.
Yes.
For sure. A little scout, a little pre-scout. All right, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 58.